Hello, all you happy innovators out there. How you doing? Are you having a good week? I hope you're having a good week. Basically, what I'm going to do today is talk about a topic that's maybe a little bit touchy for some people. So, you know, if you're one of those people that gets easily offended by somebody's opinion or whatever, I will give you the opportunity to bail. Okay, I'm going to count to three, and if you're still with me, then I'm just going to move forward, okay? One, two, three. Are you still with me? Good. Okay, now what I want to talk about today is a word, and that word is judgment. Now, before you start forming any kind of assumptions in your mind about what I'm going to be talking about, I'm going to grab my handy dictionary and I'm going to read the definition of the word judgment that I'm going to be addressing today. Okay? Now, that's not all I'm going to be talking about, but it's all heading in one direction, so bear with me on this one. Judgment, the ability to judge, make a decision, or form an opinion objectively or wisely, good sense, discernment, the demonstration or exercise of such capacity, the forming of an opinion, estimate, notion, or conclusion as from circumstances presented to the mind. The opinion formed. Okay, so that is the definition that I want to address. Okay, so we're not talking about heaven and hell here, good and evil, or anything like that. All I want to talk about is your sense of judgment as an opinion. Now, I understand that, you know, in the social climate of the day, that we're not really supposed to be talking about judgment and things like that, okay? It's like it's a hot button kind of thing, all right? But I don't necessarily feel that it should be, okay? And I'll tell you why, okay? Recently I heard a very, very intelligent person talking about judgment and this idea that, okay, now you're ready for it? Here's the term that I really kind of liked, okay? A practical distinction, okay? So I'll give you an example really quick of a practical distinction, okay? Chocolate ice cream or vanilla ice cream? Which one do you like? Okay, if you like vanilla, that's a practical distinction. You may not dislike chocolate, but you prefer vanilla, okay? Another example, coffee, black, or with cream? Some people like black coffee, some people like coffee with cream. It's a practical distinction. It's something you decide for yourself at the moment that ultimately gets you to what will satisfy you. Do you follow what I'm saying? It's not a judgment, okay? The word judgment implies to me, okay, that if I like my coffee black, that I don't like coffee with cream in it. Well, that's not true. Sometimes I want coffee with cream in it. Sometimes I want my coffee black. It depends on what the moment is and what I want at that time. And that's a practical distinction. It's not a judgment. Okay? Now, the reason why I really feel this is important, okay, is, well, one, like I was saying before, this is kind of like a hot button issue right now. You know, this, like, don't judge me kind of thing. And I understand that. Nobody wants to be judged, and nobody really has the authority to really judge someone else, okay? But we are allowed to make practical distinctions, okay? And it's important to talk about, and it's important for me to talk about it because I don't want to alienate anyone. I don't want to judge anyone. I'm certainly in no position to be judging anybody, okay? I'm about as flawed of a character as you could possibly get. But I do feel I reserve the right to make practical distinctions for myself. And you should too, okay? I mean, you do it anyway, okay? But for the sake of this program, okay, for the sake of this podcast, and for the sake of the future of this podcast, let's all agree, all of you who stayed past the three count, okay, let's all just kind of have an understanding here that I kind of feel like if we really want to talk about things, we have to kind of set some ground rules, okay? Because you're my happy innovators. I mean, I don't want to scare you away. I don't want to alienate you. But I do want to talk about certain things. And, you know, the reality is like I'm not going to be able to really satisfy everyone. But what we can do is establish between ourselves right here, right now, that there will be no judging of anyone or anything. Okay? But I will make practical distinctions. Okay? And that leads me to this next topic that I want to talk about, which really is in tandem with this practical distinctions thing. Okay? Now, this is going to get a little bit dicey. So, you know, remember, you've agreed. You're going to hang in there with me on this. And if not, that's fine too. I understand. You're allowed to make a practical distinction that you don't want to listen to what I have to say. And you certainly can make a practical distinction about whether what I'm saying is right or wrong, okay, for you. But kudos to you if you're willing to hang in there, you know? Well, I guess you would have to be, because you're a happy innovator. You're smart enough to make that practical distinction. Okay? Now, let's put it to the test. Okay, let's put this practical distinction thing to the test. And here's the topic that I'm going to hit you with. Okay. What I want to talk about is beauty. Yeah, real simple thing. You know, I just want to expound a little bit on a couple of practical distinctions that I've made over the past maybe 5 years, maybe even longer than that. You know, maybe it started like 10 years ago. It just seems to me that gradually, okay, women, especially women that I see, okay, a lot of them seem to have abandoned their sense of beauty. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not pretty or anything like that. I'm talking about beauty. I suppose, maybe, I'll read the definition of the word beauty, okay? Just so it's clear to everyone. Okay. Beauty. The quality present in a person or thing that gives intense aesthetic pleasure or deep satisfaction to the mind or to the senses. A beautiful person. Especially a woman. Something remarkable or excellent. Okay, so that's how I want to define beauty. Okay, that's what I'm talking about here. Okay, you know, I'm well aware that because I'm not a superficial person by nature, believe me, you know. If you saw the way I looked right now, you'd know I'm definitely not a superficial person. But I really kind of feel, and it's with a sense of sadness, okay? Not misogyny, you know? I guess maybe a little, you know, because I'm a man and I'm attracted to women. So I notice it more with women, okay? But it's not just with women and their physical appearance. It's like man, it's almost like their demeanor, you know? Their decorum, their essence. Women just seem to me to be harder, for lack of a better term. They seem to be harder. It seems to me that there's been a seismic shift that has taken place in our culture. And maybe globally, okay? I don't know, because I haven't traveled to Europe or anything lately. But it just kind of seems to me like we've lost something there. You know? Does it mean that they are to be evaluated only on their external beauty? No. And that's certainly not the only thing I'm talking about here. I'm talking about a major change in what is considered to be beautiful. And I kind of feel that as a culture, we have lost some of that. I feel as a culture, from what I see and from what I can understand, we have really started to lose a sense of real, true beauty. Now, hearing it come out of my mouth, I think two things. One, it's kind of a ballsy thing to say nowadays, because you can just get lambasted for making a practical distinction like that, okay? But I did give you the opportunity to tune out now, didn't I? Okay? So here we are, and I've said it, and it's just something that I really kind of feel, and something that I think about quite a bit, and I don't know if it's a matter of personal tastes. I don't necessarily think so, okay? I'm smart enough to know that my definition of beautiful is not the same for everyone else. Okay, I get that. And that's not what I'm talking about. Do you know what I'm talking about? I mean, do you see it too? It's like, you know, okay, I'm gonna say it. Tattoos, okay? I know a lot of people who have tattoos, and that's fine. Like, I don't care if you want to get a tattoo. I don't care, you know? I didn't want to get one. I never did. I mean, I've had moments when I've thought about it. You know, I'm a graphic designer, so I've, over the past 40 years, can you imagine how many designs I've come up with? And, oh, maybe I should get that as a tattoo. But I never really did it, you know? And it wasn't because I was afraid or something. It was because I knew I would change my mind, you know? And I just don't want any ink on my skin. I don't. And especially at this point. I'm 46 years old. I mean, I have no business getting a tattoo as far as I'm concerned, you know? It's silly. But for me, okay? It's silly for me. Not for you. Go ahead, get all the tattoos you want. But I guess the question I have is, like, what has changed culturally where women want to get a tattoo on their arm? Like a sleeve, you know? Like, somehow, some way, culturally, that became something that women consider to be pleasant. Pleasant. They consider it to be pleasant. But how can one talk about this topic in the year 2017 and not come across as being judgmental? You know? I mean, I can't. I mean, I guess my practical distinction leads me to thinking, like, it's ridiculous. Like, what are you doing that for? You know, now, I don't know. What is beauty? You know, like, where has it gone? Where has it gone? I see a lot of women with these crazy hair colors and these outrageous, like, rinses in their hair, and that's their prerogative. More power to you. But it's kind of, like, not really attractive. Okay. A lot of the time, it looks terrible. It looks terrible. Like, these women that I see, then they're older women, too. They're not just kids. They're older women. They're not doing themselves a service by getting a sleeve tattoo, this big gnarly tattoo on their arm, and their hair, like, you know, platinum blue, you know? Again, that's your prerogative, that's your life, but I feel that you're not really doing yourself a service that way. You know, it's kind of like this. When I was younger, I knew a girl. She was very beautiful. Very beautiful. And she got a nose ring. And she was like the first person I ever saw with a nose ring. Okay? And she was really beautiful and kind of like a trendsetter kind of girl. And everybody around her knew it. Like an alpha female, you know? Always doing something before everyone else did it. That kind of person. And she had a nose ring, and it looked great. I mean, she looked great with a nose ring. Okay? But after that, you know, the following, you know, 5 or 6 years after that, a lot of the girls I knew were getting nose rings. And thankfully, a lot of them started taking them out because they looked terrible. Okay? They were like terrible. It wasn't pleasant to look at. They looked silly and ridiculous. And like I said, they got the sense to like eventually take the nose ring out. But in my opinion, okay, there are some people who can get away with it and some people who can't. And yeah, you're free to do whatever you want, but should you? Okay, there it is. There's the point. Yes, you can. You know, yes, you are able to do it. But should you want to? That's the question. They have no idea how ridiculous it looks on them. It doesn't work for them. It works against them aesthetically. And they lack the internal sense to know that. But it's too late. You already have your arm covered in this gnarly, outrageous tattoo. So it's too late. What is beauty? I mean, what is really beautiful? Is it beautiful that people express themselves however they want? Yeah, it is. It is. Man, I'm an artist and musician. Of course I think it is. And I don't care who the person is or whatever, but you know, it's like, just because you can doesn't mean you should. You know? Like, does it really matter? No. No. Pretty much anything I have ever talked about doesn't really matter, but this is something that I think about quite a bit. And it's a little bit troubling, I'll be honest with you. Some of the people that I see, a lot of the people that I see, really, just seem to me to have no sense of beauty. They have no sense of aesthetic, you know? Is it because they're not seeing themselves accurately? That their perception of themselves is so skewed that they don't even really know anymore what beautiful is for them. I don't know. It seems like there's somewhere along the way that synapse that in the human brain that connects that thought pattern has been dissolved or broken somehow. And more often than not, I see older women who are supposed to be wiser, by the way, you know, that look absolutely ridiculous. Like, who told you that that looked good? You poor thing. Who suckered you into that hair color? Like, what's the matter with you? Don't you realize how beautiful you are? You're beautiful already. Why are you ruining your aesthetic? Why are you doing that? What compels you to do that? I mean, I don't know. Take it however you want. Like, the difference between elegance and bling bling, you know? It's as if elegance is gone and man, it ain't coming back, you know? I don't know. There's a superficiality on both sides of this argument. You can call me superficial, I understand, but I would argue that I'm not. I'm an artist, and I, you know, I have a eye for beauty, you know, and an ear for it too, you know, which leads me to another topic, which is, you know, custody of the senses, but we'll talk about that some other time. Maybe in the next one, I'm not sure, but that's another very important topic. But I do have a sense of aesthetic, and I don't have a problem with people going out on a limb a little bit and kind of pushing it a little bit. I like that. But I don't know. It just seems to me we are losing something. And that's all I'm going to say about it for now. I think I've gotten myself into enough trouble. But hopefully you, my happy innovators, understand what I'm saying and why I'm saying it and how I'm saying it. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt and assume that your intentions are good, as mine are too. I mean no harm. I don't mean to alienate anyone. I don't mean to criticize anyone. It's just a practical distinction that I've made. And let me tell you, there's a whole host of practical distinctions that I've made. And I'm sure that at some point in the future, I'm going to talk about them. And that's why I wanted to get that out of the way early on in this Singularity podcast. So that we can move forward into the future understanding practical distinctions. Okay? I hope I haven't offended you. I hope that you're not angry. I hope you understand my point. If not, sorry about that. But for now, this is Mike Bostwick from Pipe Choir Records signing off. And remember, folks, if you want to keep what you've got to give it away. Take it easy.